Well, if it didn't, mister, I'm not going to see the Hat Arena on Mother's Day.
You know what? That is a fair assessment of the,
yes.
Well.
Breaking news. No, it's not breaking news.
Well, it's breaking weather. Y'all, it is. It's not good. It's not good here. And y'all.
Breaking water.
The water has broken. Trust me. I'm sorry. Woo. I'm too old to drive on the interstate and torrential downpours and whatnot and so forth. And no, I didn't. No.
It's been kind of moist.
Also, I got to go pick her up for her cancer surgery at some point in the next 10 days. So
I didn't know she had the cancer.
Eh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for the very wet Monday, the 12th of May, 2025. And the y'all, sometimes you just need the sleep-in year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Martin. I'm one of your hosts, the one who has spent the weekend sleeping.
Being fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, y'all, that too. Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
There is a bit of a delay today. It's just a bit of a delay.
Tighten that up a little bit.
V-A.
It's probably the weather.
Right. Even though he had time to think about it, he still couldn't get it right. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the one who he just ghosted by a gentleman caller, but we were recording anyway.
No, I wasn't.
It's Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I tip-a-tap Big Fatty because I said, I'm available to record whenever. Because, y'all, I do have some things. I was waiting on the rain to take a little break. And so I still need to go to the grocerarium. And I thought I'd go to the gymnatorium. I know. And
by that, you mean the buffet?
Y'all, that I'll tell you a story about food in a minute. But
of course.
But y'all, I said, Big Fatty, I'm available whenever. And he said, I can't right now. I might have a gentleman caller coming over. And I said, meh. And y'all, then about, I don't know, 10 minutes later, the gentleman caller has rescheduled. So
it's true.
Rescheduled gentleman caller.
Yeah.
Big Fatty,
how about that?
How about that? I know. Y'all, one of my oldest MRGCs is coming to town next weekend, and he has already tip-a-tapped about 380 times. Like, all
week. Is it going to be a hootenanny?
Well, you know what?
That sounds like a hootenanny.
Yeah, y'all, there might be, but y'all, whenever they tip-a-tap that much, and y'all, it's been years since I've seen this GC. Y'all, I'm not going to hear from him. Guaranteed.
No.
Not going to hear from him.
He'll go back and remember, you know, how fat you are.
Right. Well, y'all, I am fat. Excuse me. Oh.
Have you got the bubonic epizootic?
No, I don't think so. Mm. But y'all, yeah. Well, Big Fatty, how was your week?
Well, you know, we've been having some repairs to the villa here.
I heard all the repairs.
And I'll just move out of the way, and you can see that the wall has been repaired.
Oh, You should have just put in a little access door right there so they could get to it for the next time they need to replace it.
Well, I hope they don't ever have to replace it again. So
that's cute.
My question now is, do I just get this color of paint again and paint on it, or should I get a different color that is in the same family and just paint this whole wall that other color?
I am no interior designer.
No.
But I'm pretty sure accent walls are out. So
okay,
I think you could get a nice rice paper textured wallpaper for that wall. You could just do that. That's how I decorate. Yeah. I don't know. But y'all, I hate drywall anything. Hate dealing. Y'all, I've got some I need to deal with here at the Vader family compound.
Well, I've got a good drywall guy.
You got a guy?
If you
okay.
need one.
Well,
I got a guy.
I got to do some other repairs because there's probably going to require drywall there. So I've been putting it all off. But y'all, it's coming up this summer. Coming up.
Well, as you know, to be able to get to that, I had to move my shelf with all of my BFO giftettes from the years.
I thought that was on the other side of the room.
No, it was right back there.
Oh. Right, there you go.
And so it got me into the cleaning frenzy.
Ooh, y'all, not happening here, but yes, anyway.
So I have cleaned my desk. I've organized the drawers.
Ooh.
I have gone to the credenza back here. I have reorganized all of them.
Ooh.
I have, well, there's one drawer I haven't done yet. And then I went into the closet here, which I've been meaning to clean out since I moved in here 10 years ago.
Right.
And just kind of go through everything.
Very busy.
I've went through that, and so it's all nice and organized. And I'll just show you what I found when I was going through.
Lord, y'all, it's his iPhone 3G or whatever that is.
It's
a little bit smaller than the iNatter that you got over there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
It is the iPhone 3.
Well, there was 16
gigabytes.
3G, but yes. Yes.
16 gigabytes.
Well, that's a lot of storage. I don't know how you would have ever used it. Well, you wouldn't have. But
right.
But it
just feels like a little toy.
No, I know. Well, y'all, I still have my original iPhone.
Hello.
And y'all, every time I pick up, y'all, the original iPhone, y'all, she was thin. I mean, obviously, it was not very powerful and not, you know, didn't have a super high res display. It couldn't even take a video from the camera. But y'all, I love that original iPhone with its metal back. Y'all didn't have it in a case or anything. I basically just raw dogged it everywhere I went.
Well, so, you know, and you know, nothing says Happy Mother's Day like raw dogging it.
It's true. It's true. Speaking of Mother's Day, y'all.
Yes.
Hinted at the beginning of the little show. Y'all, I had plans to go up to Hatville this weekend. The week was it was terribly boring. I had a lot to do, but that doesn't make it interesting. Terribly boring week. And on Friday, he just shot himself. Sharp week's over.
Not yet.
On Friday, I had to go up to the Georgetown, South Kakalaki for a little project. And I've driven through Georgetown. I've been stranded there during a flood. Different things. But I've never taken a lot of time to, you know, hang out in the downtown. And y'all, we had some amazing food. Now, you wouldn't have liked
it. Oh, I thought you were going to say, and now I know why.
We had a really good time. I actually bought a whole bunch of Hat Arena Day gifts, but she'll get those at some point. But yeah, we sat outside and had a little lunch.
Wait, who is we?
Myself and Lorena.
Ah!
Lair. Yeah. Lorena and I were up there doing a little project. We were meeting a guy about a horse.
Oh, Israel. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he was 85 years old. So that went actually better than any of us would have expected, but yet.
Yeah.
85. Either way, y'all got back to the Charlestons and probably about 2 o'clock on Friday. And y'all, because it's not far. the Georgetown is not far, and it's about an hour and 10 minutes from where I picked up Lair. And y'all went and turned in. Y'all, we had a Chrysler Pacifica rental van. Y'all, it was a big Edmobile.
They didn't even have to ask you if you got the senior citizen discount.
It's true. Y'all, I pulled up and rolled the window down in front of Lorena's, and I said, get in. I've got BME. And she said, what's that? And I said, I've got Big Minivan Energy. And y'all, we cruised. We just floated up the highway. Y'all, it's not even an interstate. It's just a two-lane road, but or four-lane road. But yeah, we cruised right up there. Y'all, I could sense the pulse.
Ultra Club.
We were so close, but yeah,
so close.
Not really. No, we were still about 45 minutes away, probably. But y'all, mileage wise, we were probably about 25 miles away. So it was just so close. But could not make that happen. So maybe 30 miles away. But yeah, I mean, not that I would have taken Lorena to the Pulse.
No,
Ultra Club. But y'all got back, dropped off the rental car, got in the jalopy. Y'all, they've got the electric vehicle charging at the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Big Fatty for Aereo Puerto. Which was good because I was going to Hatville on Saturday morning. So I went ahead and charged her up. Y'all then got in the jalopy, bird shit on me, so I had to go home and change my shirt. Went back down to the coal mine adjacent. Y'all, there was a happy hour event for some coal miners who were in town this weekend for a meeting.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. But I went because I, whatevs. And, shook a few hands, kissed a few babies,
Oh, yeah. Gotta kiss the babies.
And ran by the actual coal mine and picked up some Amazon packages that were not for the Hat Arena Day, but just for Larry. And so did that. And y'all got back home, got in the bed about 9 o'clock. And y'all, I'm going to tell you.
Is that 9 p.m. in the evening?
It was. And I'm going to tell you, I slept until 9 a.m. Saturday morning. I think the Lost Wages and the Hilton Head and the Austin and the Lost Wages and the Hat Weekend. Y'all, I don't think I've slept in. Now, could I have slept in Lost Wages? Sure.
Yes.
Did I?
No.
Mostly because of the time difference. But yeah, y'all, I
thought it was because you were fat.
Well, that too, and drunk. y'all had a lovely coma and got up. Y'all went and got my hairs did. Was getting ready to go to Hatville, and that's when it all started. I know that's real loud. I do know it's real loud, but y'all, you should be in the Vader family compound bedroom because it's real loud. Y'all, we had some rain Friday morning, but y'all, when I tell you that it has stopped off and on. It has not rained nonstop since Saturday morning, but y'all, I think overnight, Saturday night, we had almost 3 inches of rain. And I
could go out and check the rain gauge if you'd like for me to.
No, I'm good. I'll just go with what the rat said. But y'all, it'll drizzle for 4 or 5 hours, and then y'all, it's just monsoon. And so I talked to the Hat Arena and I said, look, that intrastate, y'all, and the I-26, if you've ever driven it, y'all,
I have.
It's dangerous on a good day because of the construction and the crazy people. I was like, I am not doing that in the monsoon. Plus, y'all, she's got the skin cancer and she's having the Mohs surgery.
The who?
The Mohs surgery, the MOS.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like a lasery surgery where they peel off skin, and after certain amounts of skin comes off, they test it to see if there's any cancer in it, and if there's not, they're good. If there is, they go deeper, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like what happened to my head. Yeah,
it's probably similar, so yeah. But y'all, and it is absolutely, the surgery itself is not a huge deal at all. But y'all, it's in a place where she can't. It's too far for her to drive. She does not. She just doesn't know how to get there, and she has no business trying to drive. It's about an hour from their house, so she has no business. Her sister was going to take her, but now my uncle, her sister's husband, y'all, he had had all of these issues, and the doctors, oh, you've probably pulled a hamstring, y'all. He pulled his gluteus maximus.
Oh, Lord.
And so, y'all, he can't move. And they've got him in all this, like, traction stuff.
Is he in a sling?
Basically, because it is so bad. I mean, in it, he did a number on himself. Y'all, he just retired 2 weeks ago.
And already in a sling.
And so, well, look at you. Either way, so she's unsure that her sister can leave my uncle, that my aunt can leave my uncle for that long to drive her. So, and her sister is younger. My aunt is probably 7 or 8 years younger. But either way, she said, oh, just keep Tuesday night and Wednesday free. And I was like, well, I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing. So I told her, I said, look, chances are I got to come up there anyway. So 2 trips in a week, probably a bit much. But then this happened.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, I am so fat.
You are so fat?
I am so fat that I have broken the seat in the jalopy. Now, the seat itself is fine, but y'all, the seat has a pressure sensor in it. And most cars have this. So that's how whenever you're driving, and it's like, put on your seatbelt. That's how it knows someone's like in the passenger seat without their seatbelt on. Well, my sensor has gone bad. And you would think, all right, well, no big deal. The problem with that is, y'all, when you get in the car and you close the door, it shuts itself off because it doesn't know that you're in the car. And so it's a pain in the ass to deal with. So I've also got to I need to get a tire rotation. And so they'll come out and they're just going to put a new seat in the jalopy. That's instead of trying to fix a sensor or something, they're just going to give me a new seat, which is all fine. That's a face you're making. But y'all,
I am.
They can't rotate the tires at the coal mine. So anyway, so I got to find a time where I can take it into the tessellator service, and they've given
me, that's in Carlotte, right?
I'm going to Savannah. The Carlotte one I could have gone right away, but y'all, that's too far to drive.
Okay, so, well, if you're already up at Hackville,
it's on the east, okay. It's in Matthews. It's not in Carlotte, so it's a good ways outside of Charlotte. Either way, none of that matters. The Savannah is, you know, 2 hours away, and it's 120 miles closer. So either way, y'all, could I have them come just fix the seat and then do the tires later? Sure, but whatevs. So I got to take some time off.
Well, you know what's going to happen? You're going to go and have the tires done and say, oh, well, we don't have a seat.
That was my concern, but luckily, due to the warranty and whatnot, they'll just give me a loaner car, and they'll let me know when I have to come back. Now, do I want to do all that? Absolutely not. So, but they said the seat is a, you know, 30-minute replacement. So, either way, we'll see. And y'all, you know who doesn't love a new seat? It does have a couple of squeaks in it. So, I don't
mind. The seat?
Yeah, it's got a couple of little squeaks.
Well, so, you know, it's under a lot of pressure.
It's true. I am a tubby Tesla owner. So anyway, yes. But so I got to do it. Y'all, it's just, I've got a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot going
on. It is a lot.
But you know what? You know who else is a lot?
Who is?
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And talk to him, and I don't know why.
Do they have time to tighten this up?
Tesla did it for them.
Oh, okay.
Having it all with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I thought that now that Elon was unemployed, he might have something to do. All right, y'all, we got a voice letter. So let's, no, I don't pre-listen to these. This could be this could be a Shark Week story for all I know.
Right, it could be.
Hey, it's Lala. I haven't given you content in a while.
No, you haven't.
No excuses, really. Just, you know, meh. Anyway, I have a funny thing I just realized.
It's a shark story, I know
you, You had your podcast, Larry. I have a lot to say.
Briefly.
I think the last recorded episode was in 2021. Yeah. I was just curious and looking for all the reviews that I've written for podcasts, and I finally navigated to it. And realized that I gave your podcast 2 stars. No idea why.
I mean, who could blame me, really?
Yeah, I really must have been a slip.
All right, well, moving on. No, I'm just kidding.
For the finger.
Thanks,
Mary. So, slip of the finger.
Rude. Yeah. How dare you?
I think 2 stars is the finger.
If that caused the downfall of your podcast, I truly apologize.
It did.
And I'm here to say that you can start it back up again.
Too bad.
Okay. That's all. Hope you have a great week, Sunday, whatever. All right. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mrs. La La Lauren. Y'all, we have not heard from Mrs. Lauren since that beautiful, Walter passed away.
It's been a month of Sundays, for sure.
She has lifted her black veil, and y'all, she has finally called back in. And Mrs. Lauren, I did know that you gave me 2 stars. I assumed it was either in jest or you fat fingered it, and either way, I was okay with it because I don't care about any of that. So, and also,
I thought she was going to say, I'm okay with that because I don't care about you.
Right. I would never say that to Mrs. La 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 Lauren. I love her.
Well, yeah, right.
Not as much as, you know, Mr. La 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 Lauren, but, you know, it's up there, man. I saw her wedding dress before he did, I think. That's all I'm saying.
You know, when she said she lifted her, or when you said she lifted her black, and I'm going, I thought you were going to say her black dress. And I'm like, okay.
Speaking of black veils.
It's kind of like the kilt, you know, You know, she's seen under the kilt.
And she still speaks to us, so I.
It's damaged her.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
She gave you 2 stars.
Yeah, probably. If you'd like to be like Mrs. La 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 Lauren, you can send us a voice letter. Y'all just record it on your phone and email it to meh@thelfc.online. Yeah. And just go for or anything.
Could you repeat that? Yeah. Could you repeat that again? Daniel Bieber always has trouble with the way to send in messages.
Yeah.
So maybe repeat the patrickspubonline.net.
Yeah, just send it to, email it to anything, any word you want at patrickspubonline.net, right? Isn't it .net?
I don't know.
Well, let's see here. Ooh, I don't even have a web browser open, y'all.
Ooh.
This keyboard I have here is, it's an older key chart. Oh, it's patrickspubonline.com. I'm sorry.
Oh!
patrickspubonline.com.
Well, I'm sure the folks at patrickspubonline.net are wondering what is going on.
Right. Well, you can copy them on the message, but yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So thank you for calling, Mrs. Lauren. Yeah, so that, y'all, that's been going. That's it. That's all I got. Y'all, after I decided not to go to Hatful, I basically did nothing. I just sat around staring at a wall because sometimes that's what you need. Y'all, my friends Larry and Larry up in the Philadelphia
up
in the Bucks County that I visited last July. Y'all, they're on me to come back up there, and I swore I would never go back to Philadelphia, but
right.
You know, we're just keeping our options open for a long weekend. Just, you know,
peeking.
Maybe I'd bump into Daddy Ron again. Probably not, but maybe.
Well, you know, if you give him plenty of notice, he can definitely have something else planned.
Exactly, and who would blame him? Really, it's the 2-star review of my visit. So, but yeah, y'all, let's go ahead and do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's the only game we have for now. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And I have to tell you if they're dead or alive. I don't know that. I have to guess usually. And then I have to educate you on who they are because only Big Fatty and Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey in Tennessee knows.
Oh, okay. Did he give you a 2-star review?
Yes.
Okay. Rishi Sunak.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, Rishi Sunak. It's easy for you to say. Rishi Sunak. Uh-huh. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Rishi Sunak was the photographer for Miss Jane Goodall. Traveled in that gorilla curtain mist book. Yeah.
Right. Rishi Sunak is alive. He's a British politician and was the British Chancellor from 2020 to 2022.
Oh.
So, well, uh-huh.
How about that?
That's all right. When I chose him, I thought he was the guy that was in charge of Microsoft or something. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
He traveled to Jane Goodall.
Excuse me. All right. Tony Hawk.
Ooh, y'all, he is alive. I just saw him recently. Y'all, he looks older than hell. But, y'all, he was a famous skateboarder back in the 90s and still is. Still is.
Yes, he is alive, 56 years old, and is an American skateboarder. I mean, who in their right mind is an American skateboarder at 52 years old? All right, you ready for this one? Homer Simpson.
Ooh, y'all, he's very much still alive, y'all. Father to Bart and Lisa, married to Marge. He's still with us.
Yep, Homer Simpson is alive. He's a big fatty's age, and he is the fictional patriarch character and donut aficionado from the long-running animated TV series The Simpsons.
How about that?
All right, how about that? I didn't know he and I were the same age. Tom Snyder.
Ooh, Tom Snyder. Y'all alive as far as I know. Y'all, he's an actor. Tom Snyder.
Yeah, good old Tom Snyder. Dead as a doornail. He was an American television and radio interviewer. He hosted The Tomorrow Show on NBC. Have we got time for maybe just one more?
Sure. Then I can tell you my donut story.
Burt Bacharach.
Oh, gosh. Dead as far as I know. Burt Bacharach was one of those comedian-y actors back in the 70s. Y'all, he was on that Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah. Burt Bacharach, you know, oftentimes filled in for Wally Cox. Burt Bacharach, dead as a doornail. He was an American Grammy and Academy Award-winning composer. He wrote Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I'll never fall in love again. All right, last one.
Okay.
Yogi Berra.
Oh, Lord. Y'all dead as a doornail. Logie Berra. It's funny because I have a friend from the horror event in Las Vegas who's Logie Berra. Yogi Berra is... he's also on that OnlyFans. I can give you the link, Daniel Brewer, if you need it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
if they call in or if they send a voice letter to meh at patrickpubzonline.com.
Right. I'll reply with the link.
You can send the link, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yogi Berra, y'all, dead as a doornail would have to be by this point. Y'all, he was the baseball player.
He is dead as a doornail, American Baseball Hall of Fame catcher, coach, and manager, and was a Purple Heart recipient. I guess they couldn't find a red heart.
Back in those early days, it's
yeah, the yeah. early days, those hearts were hard to come by. And, you know, it would have been Katharine Hepburn's birthday today. Ooh. Oh, Norman, the loons, Norman.
Speaking of Katharine Hepburn, not related, did you see did y'all see that the new Downton is coming out on, there's a new Downton coming out on the Netflix. So I don't know what that's all about, but y'all, my TikTok feed has been full of the best of Maggie Smith. So,
but speaking of dead.
Too soon. Also, y'all, I went to Dunkin' yesterday for my coffee and got myself a custard-filled donut. So good. I haven't had a donut in a year, probably. Delicious.
Well, that's that you're let known.
Ooh!
So you only got one dozen?
Just one donut. Just one.
Oh.
I went back for coffee again today. Y'all, I love Dunkin's iced coffee. I went back for coffee today, but...
they were out.
I did not get any... Well, I pre-ordered, but I didn't get any donuts. Too much.
That's sugar. Well, you know, that's like we go into Walnut Hills and not having the skull-shaped meatloaf with cone teeth, you
what
know?
What about going to Knott's Berry Farms and not having the pie?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Well, I think it's just a travesty that the frozen lemonade is powdered.
I would play the bagpipes, but we're out of time.
Well, you know, they played earlier in the week.
Oh.
You know, May the 7th.